And at the same time, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna Allah hayyun sittirun." يحب الحياة. That Allah is full of haya. Allah has a lot of haya. Very modest. And Allah loves haya. Allah loves those that are modest. I want you to remember these teachings. Last week, I touched upon it and it was time for salah. I was talking about how bashful and how modest and how shy the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. And I gave you an example of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not be shy from a man from whom the angels are shy of?" Such was the haya of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that even when he was inside his house and the door was locked, he wouldn't uncover himself to put wool over his body. But such was the haya of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go to relieve himself, would go to a lavatory, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would lower his head because he would feel shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zahir about that, when you're going to relieve yourself, you're going to expose yourself somewhat. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, shy of Allah, he would lower himself. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was so bashful and so shy. Now Sayyidina Ali, he himself says, "Kuntu rajulan mazda'an." He was married to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he says, "Kuntu rajulan mazda'. I would discharge a lot of madhi." Now madhi is a type of discharge, normally which comes out when you're playing with your wife and you're excited, and normally after that a person satisfies his desire with his wife. The liquid that comes out then is called madhi. Okay, I mean, I normally say it increases your madha, that's why it's called madhi. Now, so he says, "I used to discharge a lot of madhi." Now, because he was married with the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, his haya prevented him from going to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He felt shy, he didn't feel comfortable in approaching the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to this. But at the same time, he was in need of knowing, what does Islam say when a person discharges madhi? Is it pure? Is it impure? Does it break wudu? Does it not break wudu? Yeah. So what he did was approach Sayyidina Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. "Miqdad, you know, I don't feel that I'm in a position to approach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, I'm married to his daughter, so I'd be grateful if you can approach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on your own behalf and ask him this question with regards to madhi." He did so, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him that this, you know, this liquid is impure. So when you discharge, if it touches your clothes, you'll have to wash your clothes. Having said that, you don't have to have ghusl. You have to, it breaks your wudu. You will have to perform wudu. But the reason I'm narrating this is, look at the haya of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such was his haya, that what you call it, he would take a bath in a dark room. You know, in those days they didn't have light, so when it was dark, it was pitch black. But in spite of this, he wouldn't stand up straight till he was fully covered. But on one occasion he saw some people standing in water without their lower garments. And he said, "If I were to die, then be resurrected. Then die again, then be resurrected. Then die again and then be resurrected. That is more easier and more dear to me than do what these people are doing." Look at the haya of our mothers and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Such was her haya, that I'm sure you're aware that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala were buried inside her room. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was buried inside her room, she was very casual in terms of her clothing. And she would say, "Oh, it's only my husband," the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "and it's only my father." Yet when Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala passed away, and he was buried in the same room next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, she was very, very cautious, and she would only enter the room when she was fully clothed, out of haya for Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Alanki Sayyidina Umar was not alive, Sayyidina Umar was buried inside his grave. Such was the haya of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that on occasion she wanted to ask for a khadim. So she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She wanted a khadim to help them in their chores. So she came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Ma ja'a bika ya bunayya?" "Oh my daughter, what brings you?" Yeah. She felt so ashamed and shy that she couldn't ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a khadim. Say, "Ya Rasulullah, I just came to say salam to you, my father." Ibn Sirin, such was the haya that he had. He says, "Hey, what do you call it? That, you know, in my entire life, I've never satisfied my desire, had intercourse with anyone other than Umm Abdullah, and that was his wife." And he says, you know, this applies whilst I was awake and even whilst I was sleeping. And like, what choice does a person have when you're sleeping? You don't have a choice in the dream that you see. But okay, look at the level of haya and modesty. He says, even in my dream, if I were to see a woman which is not halal for me, immediately I would turn my gaze. Yeah. So these were the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is what sets the bar. And this is why I'm mentioning, whenever we talk about this subject, we never forget the teachings of Rasulullah. Al-haya wa shu'batun min al-iman. Because this is what sets the bar. If this is the bar that you set in terms of your the words that you use when you're talking about this subject, can you imagine the bar that you will have when you actually execute these words into actions? Ya Allah.